All right, we're over here at the beautiful Cleveland Indians spring training facility, now joined by Cleveland Indians center fielder Grady Sizemore. Grady, this time of year, it's great. And everybody's 0-0, and it's just a time where it's a fresh start. Do you look at it that way, just refreshing to be here?
Well, it's just it's good to have some games that where you can work on stuff. You know, you have plenty of time to get ready for the season. You have time to basically, you know, get back into shape, get your legs underneath you, and get your timing down. You know, you want to have some games where you can go out there and play and not worry about results.
What's the best part of spring training?
Oh, the best part? I don't know. It's tough. I mean, it's not exactly out there just having fun. You know, it's a lot of hard work. It's early mornings. It's long days. So, you know, it's fun to just be out there with the guys and be able to play. But other than that, you're working most of the time.
Yeah, this should be easier. What's the worst part of spring training?
It's probably that morning drive in, about 5:30.
How do you guys – I mean – you know, they say, well, spring training, you know, the guys get to get out here and relax. But, I mean, it's like, you know, you got to be up that early. You almost got to be in bed by, what, 9, 10 o'clock at night?
Well, no, you got your rest. I mean, obviously, you take care of your body. And it is nice. It is relaxing for a lot of players. I mean, other guys, you know, are fighting for jobs, and it can be a little bit more stressful. But, you know, for me, I know it's a good time to just, you know, get used to the routine of playing every day and getting up and working out every day. And, you know, like I said, getting your timing down is probably the biggest thing.
You remember being a young guy. Do you think it weighs on their minds at all? When I ask some guys like Michael Brantley and anybody else fighting for a position, they always say, oh, I don't think about it. But it's got to weigh on your mind a little bit, doesn't it?
It can. I mean, obviously every player is different and they approach the game different ways. And, you know, it is tough. You know, spring training, obviously nobody's in mid-season form. And when you're fighting for a job, you know, you want to be, you know, as close to as, you know, top of your game as you can get. So, like you said, it can be a little bit of a grind and frustrating, but you know, we've all been playing for years, so it's one of those things that you get accustomed to quickly.
Nothing against veterans, but I think if this team was mostly veterans, people would say, well, you know. But if it was a bunch of young guys, people would say, it might be too young. This team's unique. You got some older veterans, you got some guys in your prime like you and Travis Hafner, and you got some young talent. It makes this a good mix of guys, doesn't it?
I think so. I think we do have a great mix. You know, we got guys that really work well together, and like you said, are, you know, some of us are older, some of us are younger, some of us, you know, we've all had experience. So I think the biggest thing is we've all proven that we can play at this level. You know, especially the young guys last year did a great job of coming up and really getting their feet wet and looking to build off of that and grow as players. And I think right now we're just trying to, like I said, get together and play with some consistency and, you know, feed off each other.
There's definitely a grind in spring training. So do you ever wake up in those mornings when you got the drive in and say, gosh, I just wish it was April 5th in Chicago?
Yeah, you have those days. Yeah, it's never easy in the morning. But like you said, this is the time to get everything worked out and, you know, use this time wisely and try to get as much work as you can in so you're ready for, you know, opener in April.
What do you say about predictions? A lot of people, back in Cleveland even, predicting you guys toward the bottom of the Central, and some people saying you were the worst team in Major League Baseball coming in this year. What do you say to naysayers like that?
Like you said, we're not really too worried about that. You can't really focus on what everyone else is saying about you, regardless of how good or bad it is. And you know, we've been on both sides of it, and yeah. I'd say this team does a good job of you know, approaching the game the same. You know, no matter where they're predicted, I think it's not going to change. You know, how we work and how we go about our day. I think you know, we'll let our game do the talking.
You know, not saying that you can't compete with the Red Sox or the Yankees, but it's nice being in the Central Division. It feels like, you know, it's more of an open division. You know, the White Sox are tough. Don't get me wrong. They've got a great pitching staff. The Twins have a great lineup. They're a tough team. But it seems like this is pretty wide open, doesn't it?
It's probably a little bit more even than some other divisions. I definitely say that, you know, no team stands out at the top of the list. I think, you know, we're all right in that same area. And, you know, it's been a different winter, you know, the last couple of years. So it's definitely one of those things that's wide open and anyone can take.
You're 27 years old now. People saying you're in your prime. You're starting to at least enter your prime. Does it ever get frustrating to you, especially with a year like last season, saying, well, you know, I got all these good years right now, and not, I don't want to say wasted, but it's like you get frustrated because you want to be on a winning team, especially when you're in these great years of your playing career.
Oh, well, I never looked at it that way at all. Okay. No, not at all. I think, you know, I hopefully, you know, I want to play as well as I can for as long as I can, and I don't look at any section of my career any more important than another. So, like I said, you know, I came in last year believing we could compete, and I feel the same way this year. You know, obviously we had some tough breaks last year, and you know, myself with injuries and others, and you know, now I'm just looking to bounce back. I think you know, I have all the confidence in this team that we can go out there and not only compete but win. You know, I think we're not worried about competing. We know we can do that. I think it's just a matter of you know, we want to go out there and win.
Final question for Indian center fielder Grady Sizemore. Thanks so much for the time. Final question here. What are you looking forward to most in the 2010 campaign?
You know, I just like playing. I think looking forward, like this year, hopefully, you know, I just want to stay healthy. You know, I think last year was frustrating, but as far as looking forward to, I'm just looking forward to getting the season going. You know, for me, it's you know, it's the best time of the year. You know, you just got to go out there and play every day. And like I said, hopefully we can get out there and get some wins and get off to a good start and go from there.
All right, Grady. Hey, thanks for the time.